Mexico's foreign minister, Jorge Castañeda, wants out. It had been rumored for months that the former leftist academic would leave his post. Castañeda has been frustrated by a stagnating relationship with the United States. He also faced sharp criticism at home, often clashing with Mexico's powerful opposition Congress, creating problems for Mexican President Vicente Fox. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
Jorge Castañeda was a key architect of the presidential campaign of conservative businessman Fox, and as foreign minister, he elevated Mexico's role on the international stage. He was instrumental in securing for Mexico a non-permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council. Speaking at the APEC summit in Los Cabos last October, he repeated his vision for Mexico's most crucial relationship, that with the United States. It's establishing a strategic relationship with the United States, he said, based on our shared values and on the necessity of resolving together the great challenges we face as neighbors and partners. Goal number one has been reaching an immigration accord to legalize the millions of Mexicans who cross the U.S. border to work. Early in Fox's tenure, there appeared to be willingness on both sides to negotiate a deal. But the September 11th attacks took immigration off the table as the U.S. turned its attention to anti-terrorism. Political analyst Denise Dresser says that took the wind out of Castañeda's sails.
I think he believes that the cycle is over, and I think he's resigning to a certain degree over frustration at the lack of movement in terms of the agenda with the U.S., the fact that there is not going to be a migratory accord in the remainder of Fox's term, at least that's what Castañeda perceives.
Over the last 2 years, Castañeda sought to radically reorient Mexico's long-standing foreign policy, not only urging closer ties to the United States, but distancing Mexico from its traditional ally, Cuba. That infuriated congressmen from the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, which ruled Mexico for 7 decades until Fox's victory. Political analyst Ana Maria Salazar says with Castañeda out of the picture, Fox might have better luck pushing a series of fundamental domestic reforms blocked so far by the PRI.
Given the upcoming midterm elections in Congress, perhaps Fox decided the moment had arrived for a change, to put in place someone more conciliatory who won't create more political problems for the president.
Indeed, last night, President Fox, arriving at Mexico's international airport to a throng of reporters, put a positive spin on the cabinet shakeup.
Yo creo que cualquiera que sea la decisión, va a ser una decisión para fortalecer.
I believe whatever the final decision, he said, it will serve to strengthen our team, and it will reinforce the continuity of the good work we've accomplished so far. Likely to replace Castañeda is Mexico's finance minister, Luis Derbez, a former World Bank official respected in Washington. Analyst Dresser says while Derbez may be more politically palatable at home and abroad, Mexico's newfound assertiveness in U.S. relations will be lost.
Castañeda was the leading advocate of that position of more ambitious change. And if the complaint about the Fox government up to now has been the lack of results, that will only escalate in the wake of Castañeda's departure.
Fox says he'll decide by Monday whether to accept Castañeda's resignation, but it's widely seen here as a done deal. Castañeda will likely return to academia, where he made his name as an incisive analyst and author. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.